Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump is in London to mark the 70th anniversary of NATO this week.
Also in London with him, CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy, who's now on the news line. Stephen, good morning. And President Trump and NATO probably have been at odds quite a bit, I would imagine, over the term of the presidency. And now what?
Well, that's a really good question, Phyllis. What's this all about? This is the 70th anniversary of the venerable Transatlantic Alliance, and President Trump comes here. He'll leave in about an hour from the White House, so he may make some remarks on the South Lawn before departing, but he heads here to celebrate this partnership. And it's coming at a time when that partnership is strained by divergent priorities. Here in the UK, there's an election next week in which the future of Britain's ties to Europe might be ultimately broken if the Conservative Party of Boris Johnson winds up winning the parliamentary election next week. In fact, Boris Johnson's talked about enacting what he calls an oven-ready Brexit by the end of next month. You have Germany talking with the Chinese to have Huawei build their new 5G network, which will provide a backbone for all electronic commerce in Germany. That's really concerning to American intelligence officials. So President Trump's going to lean on Angela Merkel to not go through with that. You have the Turks continuing to alienate and annoy the Allies with their plans to purchase a Russian missile defense system, the S-400. Then you've got the French President Emmanuel Macron saying in a recent interview that NATO is brain dead, as President Trump is calling on the Europeans to do more and spend more on their own defense.
Meanwhile, the White House has said that they are not going to be taking part in the public impeachment hearing coming up this week. Any sign that you're seeing there that impeachment is going to be kind of a hangover, kind of a cloud over the NATO meeting there?
Well, it's certainly going to be something the president's going to be paying attention to. His lawyer, Pat Cipollone, put a letter out last night addressed to Chairman Nadler, who leads the Judiciary Committee, who's essentially taking the baton from Adam Schiff in the Intelligence Committee. Cipollone said that it was his belief that Nadler purposely scheduled the first impeachment hearing on Wednesday, a day that the president would be out of the country. He also put forward in his letter a litany of complaints about the process that Nadler will oversee, including a lack of clarity about exactly who the witnesses will be for these Judiciary Committee impeachment hearings. The first on Wednesday, we still haven't seen a witness list, but it's been reported that the first witnesses will be legal experts to talk about what the founders had in mind when they said that high crimes and misdemeanors could lead to a president's ouster.
Stephen Portnoy from London this morning. Thank you, Stephen.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back.